Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the Boar Knight,
now! Welcome back, fellow investigators, to the Snoop and Sniffy Show. For those of you who don't already know me, I'm Snoop, and I'm delighted to have five-year-old junior detective Elijah tuning in today from Northern Ireland. You know, Elijah, I come from the United Kingdom as well, but nowadays I'm the top-notch dog detective here in the sleepy town of Pflugerville.
And I'm Sniffy. While I'm not a top-notch dog detective yet, I have a snout that can sniff out all kinds of trouble.
Together, we solve mysteries here on Bark Street. Most of you should already know that, but hi to anyone listening for the first time.
Hi!
Just this season, we've solved quite a few cases, from finding missing birthday gifts to infiltrating secret societies and even unmasking a squirrel pretending to be a dog.
Also, can't forget we stopped the high-pitched sonar echoes of an aspiring pop star beluga whale or when we helped a city of sleepwalking rats.
This season, we've certainly had our share of unique cases.
Like the gnarly gnomes?
Oh, right. Mustn't forget the gnomes. That case was a doozy. Still trying to work out that one. I guess magic may exist after all.
I wonder what case will fall into our paws next. I bet it's going to be something super cool.
Regardless of how cool it is, we are going to use our intellect, wit, and deduction to figure out the solution. Right, Sniffy?
Right.
Ah, right on time. Here's Freckles with a new case. Hello, Freckles. Snoop and Sniffy here, ready for our next case.
Hello, Snoop. Sniffy. What if I was just calling to say hi? To check in? Ask how your day is going.
Usually you just call and give us a case and hang up.
Maybe I'm calling just to have a nice chat.
Well, are you?
No. I actually do have a case for you. Just wanted to keep you on your paws.
Right, well, of course. What are the facts of the case, Freckles?
The facts are these. Over on Pflugerville Farm, something strange is happening. Crop circles have started to appear in the cornfields.
What's a crop circle?
A crop circle is a geometric pattern found in a field of crops, in this case, corn. They are created by flattening the plants in a mysterious manner.
Ooh, spooky.
Spooky indeed. Farmer Flynn and his family are positively perplexed, and the animals on the farm are very concerned. I need you two to go out to the farm to sort this all out and find out who is behind these crop circles.
Aliens?
I highly doubt aliens are behind this. Someone else must be creating these circles, but we will go out to the farm and investigate ourselves. Anything else, Freckles? How are you doing now that Iggy is gone? Okay, I thought she wanted us to ask her how she was doing. Guess not.
Snoop, why don't you think the crop circles are aliens?
I'm not ruling out aliens. I just would like to explore some earthbound options first. Now, we must get to the farm. Let's go, Sniffy.
I've never been to Pflugerville Farm. This is so exciting. I wonder if they have a hayride. Oh, do you think they have a pumpkin patch?
Perhaps. We shall see soon enough. The farm is down Bark Street and past the town centre, out near the forest. Let's pick up the speed.
I love the smell of the country.
Sniffy, we're still in a city.
I don't know. It just feels different out here.
Right. Well, now we're here. Pflugerville Farm.
This is so fun. Look at all the animals here. And they can just hang out in these outdoor pens together all day. Fun.
Who should we talk to first? The cow, the goat, or the pigs?
Moo! Are you the two dog detectives we sent for?
The cow it is. Yes, hello, I'm Snoop, and this is my partner Sniffy.
Whoa, you're a big white cow.
Thanks, I think. So glad you both are here. These crop circles are really starting to freak me out.
Freak us all out. Hi, I'm Molly the pig.
And I'm Martin the pig. Is that a name brand collar?
Did you get it at the mall?
Don't mind them. They like to shop. I'm Cassidy the cow, and I'm the one who asked for the dog detectives to help.
Have no fear, Cassidy. Snoop and Sniffy are here. We shall figure out who or what is causing these crop circles.
When did they start appearing?
Well, one appeared about a month ago in the bean field, but it was small, in the shape of a star. We thought nothing of it. But this week...
crop circles started appearing every night.
And the designs are getting more intricate.
If you ask me, it's aliens.
That's what I said.
Now, let's not jump to aliens just yet. So, Cassidy, these crop circles appear at night.
Yes. We're all sleeping, and the next morning, a crop circle is there. It's the strangest thing.
Very interesting. My partner and I would like to inspect the later circle, if that's okay.
Be my guest. Hester the horse, or Gerard the goat, can show you where it is. Gerard? He's always busy rock climbing, that goat.
Did someone call my name?
I did, Gerard. This is Snoop and Sniffy. They're the dog detectives.
Dog detectives? Why are you here?
We're here to investigate the crop circles that have started appearing in your farm's fields.
Oh, those. Right.
Gerard doesn't appreciate the crop circles. He's too busy trying to find rocks to climb.
Yeah, always rock climbing, getting dirt all over his white fur. He doesn't have any other skills.
That's not true. I do more than that.
Cassidy, are these the two dog detectives?
Yeah, that we are.
Could you please show us the latest crop circle?
Sure can. Up on my back.
You're quite tall. Are you sure we can't just walk alongside you?
Sniffy, don't be nervous. It'll be fine. Just hop on up, like this. See? Not too high up.
Thus, in order to truly see the crop circle, you have to look at it from a higher point of view.
Brilliant observation.
Oh, all right. Here I go. I did it! That wasn't hard.
You're as good as a jumper as Gerard. Now, this way to the cornfields.
May I ask you, Hester, what do you think is causing these crop circles?
Me? Well, personally, I think it's a ghost.
A ghost? Aha! I knew it! Did you hear that, Snoop?
I heard it.
Snoop doesn't believe in ghosts.
No, I don't. Why do you think it was a ghost, Hester?
Well, I was trying to investigate myself last night, see if I could catch the culprit in action. While out in the tomato field, I heard some haunting sounds and saw a flash of white moving fast. What else could it be?
Sounds like a ghost.
Interesting.
Well, here we are at the cornfields, and here's the crop circle.
Whoa, this is amazing. What is it?
I can't tell. It looks like some sort of shape or symbol.
I can't get a good smell of anything.
All the corn is bent down at the same angle. Such precision, such detail.
What's that?
Something's coming through the corn, right for us.
Run!
Thank you.
would love to stay and investigate a bit more, but something loud and large is heading towards us in this cornfield. We've got to gallop away now. Come back to us after this quick break.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're back. When you last left us, Hester the horse had taken Sniffy and I into the cornfield to see the crop circle. Before we had the proper time to investigate, something rather large and loud started heading towards us. So, naturally, Hester began to gallop away.
It's coming! It's coming! A ghost! Or is it aliens?
I'm trying to outrun it!
This isn't the sound you heard last night?
No. Wait a second. I know what this sound is.
Why did you stop galloping? The noise is getting louder.
It's Farmer Flynn on his Farm Unitech Cat Plaster.
Farmer Unitech what?
It's his state-of-the-art tractor that this inventor girl named Lucy Wow gave him. It's an all-in-one planter, waterer, and harvester. It's an amazing invention. See? There he goes. Hi, Farmer Flynn.
Very impressive machine. Looks like he's harvesting the corn and going to replant new seeds where the crop circle is.
He's had to do that with all our fields and had crop circles. He seems just as confused as us.
What are you doing out here, Hester? And who are those dogs on your back?
Willer the sheep. These two are dog detectives, and I'm showing them the latest crop circle. They're going to figure out who's behind it all.
Is that so?
Hi, Willer. I'm Snoop.
And I'm Sniffy. I like your fluffy white coat. It looks like a pillow.
I look like a pillow?
Yes. Well, I mean, no, not you. You look, like a sheep.
Uh-huh.
Sniffy, maybe just stop talking. Willa, if I may, could I please ask you about the crop circles?
Sure, but I don't know what I can tell you.
Who do you think is behind the crop circles?
I don't know, and I don't care. They aren't hurting anyone. I think they look quite pretty, actually. Maybe they'll attract some new visitors, give us something else to do on the farm. I'm pretty bored otherwise.
Willa likes to think she's above farm life.
I am. I'm really a city sheep. One day, I know I'll finally get to fulfill my dream of living in a city and get off this farm.
But this farm seems so fun.
Meh.
Well, Willa, I wish you the best in getting to the city. Hester, if you could take us back to the barn, I need to talk with Cassidy.
Sure thing.
You're back? So what did you think of the crop circle?
It's quite impressive. Something like that could only be created by someone with very technical and artistic skill.
Like aliens?
Or a ghost?
Not aliens, not a ghost. But an animal here on this very farm.
You mean to say you know who's responsible for the crop circles?
I do indeed.
You do? Wow, Snoop, you really are the top-notch dog detective around.
Cassidy, if you could gather all the animals on the farm into the barn, I want to reveal the news to everyone at once.
Sure can. Moo! Everyone gather in the barn now!
What's this all about, Cassidy? I was about to eat my fourth lunch of the day.
Yes. I was in the middle of my fifth nap. I was dreaming of mud. Surprising, I know.
Is someone buying the farm? Are we getting transferred to the city?
Sorry to disturb everyone, but we have important news. As you may or may not know, I called in 2 dog detectives to help us figure out these crop circles.
Did we know that?
Yes, Martin. Pay attention.
Well, Snoop and Sniffy have figured it out.
Snoop says it's not a ghost or aliens, but I'm still undecided.
No, it is neither a ghost nor an alien. But the one responsible for this crop circle is in this very barn. Yes, one of you lot did it, and I know who.
You do? How do you know?
Observation, deduction, and reason, my sheep friend.
Okay, so who did it?
I'll get to that. First, we must discuss the facts. Hester the horse.
That's me.
Hester did it?
I did not.
No, let me continue on. Hester the horse investigated the crop circles last night. He claims to have seen a white flash and heard a haunting noise.
Correct.
Now, upon observing the bent corn in the crop circle, I noticed it was very precise. And bending corn is no easy feat. It requires strength, so whoever did this had to be strong.
Ghosts can be strong.
And now we must discuss motive. Whoever did these crop circles did them to get noticed. These aren't little art projects. These are disruptive yet beautiful works of art. So whoever did them wants the credit.
Is anyone else lost?
I think he's coming to his point.
With all those things stated, and after meeting various members of this farm, I narrowed down the culprit to 4 animals. Martin and Molly, Willa, and Gerard. Molly and Martin love to shop. They love to have things. Could they also want the glory of making crop circles and gaining all that attention?
That's too much work.
We don't even know where the cornfield is.
Gerard spends all his time rock climbing. But could he really be doing something else in his spare time, like making crop circle masterpieces?
I wish I could have done something like that.
And Willa, bored and haughty, she wants a reason to get off this farm and into the city. Maybe she thought making a crop circle would give this farm the attention she needed to escape.
How boring.
Ah, but yes, one of you is lying. Firstly, I can rule out Molly and Martin.
Whew, I was starting to sweat.
The figure Hester saw had a white coat. Martin and Molly are very plump pink pigs.
That we are. Plump and pink.
So, that leaves Gerard and Willa.
Well, it wasn't me.
A likely story.
But she's telling the truth. Willa doesn't have the strength or artistic skill to pull this off.
Okay, rude.
But Gerard does.
Gerard the goat?
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Hey, wait a minute. That bleat. That's what I heard last night, except it was higher pitched and faster.
I...
The game is up, Gerard. Admit the truth.
Oh, all right, he's right. I made the crop circles.
Gerard, you did?
Yes. I was tired of all the rock climbing and everyone thinking that's all I was good for. In my soul, I am an artiste. One day, when rock climbing, I accidentally fell on some beanstalks. I bent some more down and created a star. It was beautiful. I suddenly had a vision of seeing a whole art piece in the other fields.
Why didn't you just tell us?
I didn't want to get in trouble for ruining the corn. And I didn't want you to laugh at me for trying to be an artist.
We wouldn't laugh at you.
And Farmer Flynn doesn't seem too upset by the crops getting bent.
I'm sorry. I just needed an outlet to express my art. I'm more than just a rock-climbing goat.
And I'm more than just a super-sniffing dog detective.
He's right. We all contain multitudes. Keep practicing your art, Gerard. Maybe just not on a field of crops. All righty, then our work here is done.
Thank you for solving the case, Snoop and Sniffy.
You're welcome, farm animals.
Oh, Snoop, can I please stay on the farm a bit longer and run around?
Sure, Sniffy. Be my guest.
Yay!
The mystery of the crop circles has been solved, a and the culprit wasn't a ghost or aliens. I love when I can prove myself right. Gerard the goat was afraid to reveal a part of himself that gave him joy. Everyone on the farm saw him as a rock climber, but he was also an artist. We must not be afraid to embrace all the parts of ourselves. I'm a dog detective, but I'm also an avid reader, an Anglophile, and I love a good biscuit. Well, anyways, if you enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.